Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring Motown artists in alphabetical order, starting with C with the Commodores and ending with W with Stevie Wonder. This half hour, besides the Commodores, we'll hear from the Four Tops, Marvin Gaye, the Isley Brothers, the Jackson 5, Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Miracles, Rare Earth, and Edward Starr. That's all coming up during the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon.
To be my
Fallon.
Motown memory from Marvin Gaye, Too Busy Thinking About My Baby, they reached number 4 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1969. Before that, the Four Tops, it's the same old song, number 5 from 65. And we started with the Commodores, a great party tune, Brick House, number 5 from 1977. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring Motown artists in alphabetical order. Well, we heard C for Commodores, F for Four Tops, and G for Marvin Gaye. Now the Isley Brothers with an I, and their signature tune on the Motown record label, This Old Heart of Mine Is Weak for You. Well, there were four Isley Brothers when they first sang together at Cincinnati's First Baptist Church in the early 1950s. There was Vernon, lead singer Ronald, older siblings O'Kelly and Rudolph. When Vernon was killed in 1954 in a car accident while riding his bicycle, the teenagers carried on as a trio. Moving to the much larger RCA record label, their two-part house record called Shout raised their profile exponentially in 1959, although, ironically, it never reached top 40 status. After four singles for the Atlantic record label in 1961, the Isleys landed at a record label called Wand, where their song called Twist and Shout became a hit. Well, they further went to a record label called United Artists in 1964, and they cut an earlier version of Who's That Lady that was a hit much later in 1969. At this time, they hired a very young artist by the name of Jimi Hendrix, and Jimmy played on several of their singles for Atlantic and on the Isleys' own T-neck logo later on after they left the Motown record label. When a Motown recording contract was offered, they jumped at it, settling in at Hitsville during the autumn of 1965. And This Old Heart of Mine was their first single for the company. It kind of sounds like a lost Four Tops hit, but here are the Isley Brothers right here on Motown Memories.
Ooh, this old heart of mine been broke a thousand times. Each time you break away, I feel you're gonna stay. Lonely nights that come, memories that go, bringing you back again, hurting me more and more.
podcasts. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Well, 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 well.
last night in a Pimp the Friendship Train, a number 17 tune in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1969. Before that, the Jackson 5 and a string of number one hits they had early on in their career. From 1970, that was The Love You Save. And we started with the Isley Brothers, number 12 from 1966, and their only top 40 song on the Motown record label. This Old Heart of Mine is weak for you. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some great Motown artists in alphabetical order. Well, coming up, the M's with the Miracles and Going to a Go-Go. Well, Miracle member Bobby Rogers recalled at the time, "We did a lot of go-go's. You had a go-go in Chicago, and there was the Whiskey a Go-Go in California. We used to work these two spots. That's how we wrote the song." Well, it's a total switch from some of their previous tunes they had, namely The Tracks of My Tears and This Girl Has Gone. The Miracles needed an uptune smash. Their previously released record, called Come On Do the Jerk, had barely hit, peaking at number 50, and the group had been closing their stage show with Mickey's Monkey for more than 2 years. Going to a Go-Go ended up hitting the Miracles' highest chart spot since Mickey's Monkey. It was their first song ever to appear on the UK pop charts. This was the last of the Miracles' four singles to be released in 1965, and all had made the top 20. And all of them were from the album called Going to a Go-Go, which was released in November, and for the first time ever, the cover on the record album credited the group as Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. But here they are, right here on Motown Memories.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Whenever I'm asked what makes a man
with Tom Fallon.
Edward Starr with 25 Miles, number 6 on the U.S. pop charts from 1969. Before that, Rare Earth with Get Ready, number 4 from 1970. And we started with Going to a Go-Go, The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson, number 11 from 1966. This half hour, we featured some favorite Motown artists. We started with C for Commodores, and we ended with S for Edward Starr. After the break, we'll keep on the letter S with the Supremes, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.